First of all, let's just start from the beginning. What is this park? Tell us about it.
It is a recreation of Noah's Ark, built really the brainchild of Answers in Genesis and Ken Ham, their CEO, who, of course, are known for the famous Creation Museum in Northern Kentucky. And what they're planning to do is rebuild Noah's Ark and turn this into a huge theme park that they expect millions of people to come to every year.
Now, and in rebuilding Noah's Ark, and for people who have read up on the Creation Museum and on this project as well, the two of every animal story is told, but some animals will be on the Ark that maybe certain people don't expect.
Yes, there will be dinosaurs on the Ark, because according to Ken Ham and his ministry, the Earth is 6,000 years old, and humans used to ride on the back of saddled dinosaurs and caravans through the desert. So it's very—it's a very unique perspective on history and science.
So this will be a very large replica of the Ark. We'll be able to walk in and see, you know, the lions and the tigers and the dinosaurs.
And the T-Rexes, yes.
This project is planned. It's a very expensive project.
Yeah, originally it was supposed to be about a $150 million project, and they were supposed to break ground on it last spring. But they've run into very sluggish fundraising. I went to a meeting in Williamstown in Grand Canyon where this is going to be built last August, and Mike Zovath from Answers in Genesis was saying that they had raised $100 million. They had almost raised it all, and they were telling citizens there that the streets were about to be paved in gold, basically. But as the year went on, the fundraising, their little fundraising meter was kind of stuck on $4 million, and eventually, they announced this year that they're going to have to do it in phases, and the total cost of the first phase will be about $73 million. But I went to the Creation Museum for a little preview that they put on for Ark Encounter last weekend, and they are a very long way from getting the money that they need even to break ground. They're $22 million away from only being able to break ground, and $44 million away from the total amount of money that they will need to actually build the Ark. So whereas they once were expecting a spring 2014 opening, this could be as late as 2016 based on the time estimates that they gave.
For the opening of the first phase?
Yes.
And what is in the first phase?
The first phase will be the boats, and it will be three layers on the boat that will show Noah's family caring and feeding for all of the animals. And there will also be festive things, a parade of animals, where people dressed up as the animals going on the boat will have a parade where they describe it as having a world music and dancing and music. And meanwhile, actors dressed as pagans will be heckling Noah as he gets onto the boat. So that's what they have planned for their first pitch, but they're still quite a ways away.
And how are they going about raising this money? Are they just approaching wealthy donors? Are they soliciting online? How's this working?
Yeah, it's a mixture of funds that Answers in Genesis is raising and also private investors who are giving to the LLC, Ark Encounter LLC. At the preview, they said that they were trying to get investors to give $100,000 minimum in order to have part ownership of the park. And they were saying that, and their materials that they gave out were saying that people after 10 years would get a 20% return on their investment. So that's they're trying to get as much money as they can from private investors, but it's taking much longer than anyone thought it would, they thought it would.
And there is some state assistance coming in here as well.
Well, there was $43 million in state tax incentives that were potentially available for them. But one of the key parts of that is they're only rebated 25% of what they spend on construction by the spring of 2014. And based on the time estimates that they gave, they might not even break ground by that time. So if that's the case, then they actually won't get any rebates, tax rebates from their sales tax. But the state has already allocated $2 million towards road infrastructure improvement around the exit towards Williamstown. And they're doing this because, you know, their estimates say that millions of people are going to be coming here. And so $2 million has already been allocated, and there's a potential for $9 million more to actually improve the utilities and the roads going to the park, which is basically just empty land right now.
And you mentioned, you know, they're estimating that millions of people will be coming. Where do those numbers come from?
Well, they come from, first of all, it was a feasibility study done by someone who actually is a co-author of two of Ken Ham's books. And the state, actually, the tourism cabinet actually did another feasibility study, I guess it was last spring, when they were finally accepted for the tax incentives. And they had lower estimates, but they still also said that there would be many, many people coming here and that they would need improvements for that road for all the people. But that's a ways away.
And how has the Creation Museum been going? Is it the tourist attraction that it was sold as at first? Is this drawing in folks from out of state?
Well, it is drawing in people. Last year, they had pretty low attendance based on their other years. They had about 280,000 people, but it was packed when I went there Saturday. So they're still making plenty of money.
And I want to return to this idea of the tax incentives. And if they were not to get those, if because of the delays, they didn't get this any sort of favors from the state beyond the road work. Would that calm some of the controversy around this whole thing, since there was the constitutional question earlier?
Yeah, there was the constitutional question, but there's still the question of whether this is giving the state of Kentucky a black eye, that where people laugh at us from around the country and say that we're backwards. And for the governor to proudly stand behind this project, which is telling people that 6,000 years ago, a 600-year-old man herded T-Rexes onto a giant boat. It's kind of embarrassing for the state.
All right. Joe Sonka from Leo Weekly. The story is Investors of the Lost Ark. Joe, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, Gip.